From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says Six Nation talks on Iran's nuclear program were constructive. Mr. Obama says Tehran must back up the promises it made in Geneva Thursday with concrete action. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The seven-party talks in Geneva included a rare one-on-one conversation between U.S. and Iranian diplomats. The U.S. negotiator used that opportunity to stress international concern with Iran's nuclear program. Iran agreed to open what had been a secret uranium enrichment facility to international inspectors. Mr. Obama says those inspectors must have unfettered access within 2 weeks.
Talk is no substitute for action. Pledges of cooperation must be fulfilled. We have made it clear that we will do our part to engage the Iranian government on the basis of mutual interest and mutual respect, but our patience is not unlimited.
Mr. Obama also said Iran could build confidence that its nuclear program is indeed peaceful, as it claims, by sending its uranium to a third country for enrichment. More talks are expected later this month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
Several major foundations have told NPR that they have stopped funding the controversial group Acorn. The community organization is under fire after an undercover video showed some of its workers advising a couple posing as a pimp and a prostitute on how to break the law. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Acorn and several of its affiliates have received millions in donations in recent years for their work helping low- and middle-income families. But some of the biggest funders, such as the Ford Foundation and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, say the funding has stopped and they have no plans to give future grants. Some foundations have raised concerns about how Acorn is managed financially, although they say Acorn's also done some good work. Acorn says it's trying to clean up its act and has fired the employees in the videos. Several national groups, such as the NAACP, have come to Acorn's defense. They say the group is the victim of a right-wing attack. Congress is also trying to stop all federal funding for Acorn. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Grief-stricken tsunami victims wandered through the remnants of their villages in the Samoas Thursday as relief convoys delivered food and other humanitarian aid. At least 120 people were killed in American Samoa. Liatta Salia says she made arrangements to fly from Honolulu to American Samoa after hearing that her sister was among those who perished in the disaster.
My daughter called me and she said, "Mom, did somebody call you?" I said, "No." And then she said, "Be strong-hearted, Mom." And T. Michelle passed away.
Meanwhile, a UN official estimates that 1,100 bodies have been recovered from Wednesday's earthquake in Indonesia. The United States has pledged $3 million in immediate assistance for that nation. You're listening to NPR News. Senate Democrats have rejected Senator John McCain's effort to have the field commander in Afghanistan testify before Congress by mid-November. McCain says lawmakers should hear firsthand from General Stanley McChrystal, who's requesting more troops in Afghanistan. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates says it would be inappropriate for senior officials to testify on their advice to the president while he's weighing a major decision on Afghanistan. Democrats have approved a plan for hearings after Mr. Obama announces his new strategy for the war. The Defense Department announced Thursday an investigation into the exposure of hundreds of U.S. soldiers in Iraq to the chemical hexavalent chromium. Carrie Brown of West Virginia Public Radio reports.
The Defense Department's Inspector General will investigate both the chemical exposure and the Army's response to it. National Guard members from West Virginia, Indiana, and Oregon say they've become ill from the fine red dust they breathed as they protected civilian contractors at an Iraqi water plant in 2003. It was hexavalent chromium, the chemical made famous in the movie Aaron Brockovich. 34-year-old Russell Powell of Moundsville, West Virginia, says his exposure has ruined his life.
It's tough for my family also, because my kids look up to me as a coach, and I can't even do that anymore. It's sad.
Dozens of veterans are suing KBR Incorporated for not warning them of the dangers they faced. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Brown in Wheeling, West Virginia.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 203 points. The Nasdaq fell 64. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.